What do you think were some of the greatest inventions in your lifetime? Was it a big thing when the washing machines came out?
Well, I liked the one that we had. It was just the kind where you put the clothes through the wringer. No, I really think if everybody was sweeping the dirt floor with a bunch of twigs, I probably would do that too.
What about vacuum cleaners when they came out? Was that important?
My mother said she could never make a housekeeper out of me. So I have somebody come in once a week, and she does it. It's not my favorite thing. I was cooking before I went to school. But
yeah. Back then in the 30s.
I don't have a great eye for dirt. I just like it to be in order. I got other things to do.
30s and 40s, telephones on the party line, and people would listen in on conversations.
I always stand on the chair and turn the crank. I thought it was funny because Mother said her mother talked to a friend every evening, and somebody listened in, and she said, "Don't say anything, she's listening in." And she said, "I am not." I think my family must have laughed a lot. You know?
Yeah. Microwave oven, that had to be a big thing.
I use it all the time now. Mm-hmm. I just gradually quit family cooking, so I might make a dish and take it to a party or something like that. I use the microwave all the time. But they say older people might go off and leave food on the stove and burn the house down. They won't with the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what my favorite invention would be.
Television, when that came out, was that interesting for you?
I'm a reader. I like books.
So that was more important
books.
Than television?
Always books.
Always books. Any favorite books that jump out?
Well, I happen to like Garrison Keillor.
Garrison Keillor on NPR, yes.
Like
Stories
that.
Of Minnesota and all. Any other author that's important to you?
Tahlequah has got a lot of writers' groups, and I go to three of them. One of them, we have a memoirs group at the library. The library got a grant, and they did a good job of it and made a nice library for a small town.
Mm-hmm.
The Carnegie Library here was the only one given to Native Americans in 1907, before it was statehood.
The Cherokee Nation headquarters here, that's very important to this town.
It's very important.
What do they contribute to the town?
Right now they contribute employment. And they have a lot of casinos. I don't go to the casinos, but they have a lot of them. And they seem to be buying up what they used to own, going back into Cherokee hands.
They've done a lot for the area too, haven't they? And
they've been
infrastructure, roads and all that.
They do it in their own way, which you could expect. They're not as punctual as we are. They do it when they get to it.
We're in the midst of a presidential campaign between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Here we are, 2016. Do you have any thoughts on this campaign?
If I have to acknowledge it, I say my credulity is damaged. That's difficult for me. I suppose I just believed all the things you believe when you're growing up, and it's just not there now and may never have been there. I don't have confidence in the candidates.
Of the presidents, is there one president that stands out for you?
I suppose it was Roosevelt. My father was a Republican, but he said the trouble that we were in, you know, we needed what he did. He said, "I don't know what we'd have done without him." I know he's complained of and this and that. But
do you remember the WPA, the Works Progress projects? Were there any around here?
Yes, there were. They made good stone buildings down on Water Street, this next one over. It had an armory. It's a work of art, and then they have one. It was a black school, and then they have one that was something else. Stone buildings, still standing. They did good stone work, but a lot of the Cherokees did it.
The WPA provided many, many jobs for people at that time.
It really did. The bridges that lasted a long time.